certainly welcome the plans that have been put forward, but what we have to remember that this is actually a discussion document that has been drawn up between Derry Port and Harbour, Donegal County Council, and also an input from the Greencastle Harbours Users Association. Now, it's certainly the way to move forward, and if it does come to fruition, it certainly will be a massive, in terms of tourism, be absolutely massive for the whole region. And I hope that will come to fruition. There's people out there that are doing a tremendous amount of work at trying to put this together, you know.
But you're saying that another crucial project, the breakwater at Greencastle Harbour, must be completed before any such proposals are even considered.
Yes, I would have spoken about this actually in the council chamber there just a few days ago. As most people would know now, this project actually ceased in 2008. There was $10 million already spent on it at that particular time. We're talking about the breakwater here now in Greencastle. And the government decided at that particular time that, you know, because of the downturn in the economy, that they had to stop the work on it. But they did indicate that when the economy started to improve again, that the project would get up and running again. Now, I alluded to the fact that $10 million has already been spent on this project, and I want to emphasise the fact that it's going to take another $10 million to finish it. Obviously, if we do get the green light from the government, the Donegal County Council, who have already stated that they will come up with their $2.5 million, which would be needed to finish the project. Unfortunately, this has been kicked about now quite a bit by various departments, by the Department of the Marine and by the Department of Local Government, and we would like some one of them to take responsibility and saying, look, let's get this project up and running again and let's get it finished, for a number of reasons. And the reasons I would indicate to are the fact that $10 million has already been spent on it. If the project isn't finished, then we might as well have thrown that money into the harbour. And for what we alluded to earlier on in terms of what we would like to see develop in the harbours, we need to have this project finished before we can do anything.